This is Ash with Lux the Midway, and I'm on the road with Dane at WGN.
Get your motor running. 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicago. And in studio with us, we have one of our favorite people when it comes to cars, cool cars, when it comes to making them and taking them around the world. Speakeasy Customs and Classic does it as well, or better, I would say better, than anyone. And visionary and driving force behind so much of what happens there. Greg Alonso is in studio with us. Greg, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me again, Dane.
Well, you know, you're here because you're always doing stuff. You never stop, whether it's creating cars that are taken around the world to the Geneva Car Show, George Bear stuff, whether it's making amazing trophies, right, for the
BBQ
Smokedown at Chicagoland Speedway, or winning World of Wheels or all that stuff, or kind of the softer side of Speakeasy, right? Helping out some of our neediest friends, and some of them have four legs with Mutts of the Midway, and excited also to have online with us, we've got Ash Archer. She is with Mutts of the Midway. Ash, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Dane.
Okay, so Greg, I know that you have talked about this, and we've promoted, and you've had other events that are related to the shop as well. So this is not something that comes out of left field for you. Your support of whether it's animal adoption or whether it's dog rescue or whether it's just dogs in general is something that you, the shop, your family have been a part of for a long time.
Yeah, my wife, Carolyn, actually runs a pet care service, Fetch Pet Care, here in the city. And so she's been doing that for 12 years. So we've always been involved with animal rescue for about, you know, as long as I can remember. We've got four dogs that are all four rescues, and hopefully maybe another one in the works. But we'll see.
You never know. You get caught up in the moment in one of these events, right?
Exactly. You know, and so we've always been very passionate about trying to give back to the community and help out as much as we can with the rescues that are here in the city.
Well, you're one of those guys that's always putting his money where his motors are, right? And
yes.
and so this is where the Mutts are too. So let's talk a little bit about this specific event. It's coming up on August 3rd, so you got a little time to plan, and people, you get an opportunity to get down there, see the shop, see some great cars, see some great dogs, and you guys have built a lot of fun into it as well.
Oh yeah, for sure. So besides, obviously all the proceeds will be benefiting Mutts of the Midway this time, but we got a lot of fun stuff going on. For example, Jose Santiago Jr., he's an actor, local actor here. He's been on Chicago PD and also the Chirac series. He's going to be joining us at
local,
the show.
So local but nationally known.
Yes, local but nationally known. He will be at the show, shaking hands, meeting people. We're going to be doing a pinup girl contest, which we just did a photo shoot last weekend. So we're going to start pushing pictures. You guys will be able to see all those pictures online. And we're also going to have homemade trophies again by us at Speakeasy.
I think that sells a little short, like custom trophies. Not homemade, sounds like I made it with some popsicle sticks and Elmer's.
it's a macaroni noodles, right? No. These are going to be a little fancier than that. But we're going to have trophies, and there will be $20 entries for cars. All the money will go to the rescue. And Five Rabbit Brewery will also be donating beer that we'll be selling for donations as well. So all the money goes to the rescue.
A great cause and a festive environment there with the Five Rabbits as well. So let's talk a little bit about Mutts of the Midway. On the line with us, we mentioned we've got Ash Archer, one of the founding members. So there are a lot of great causes out there, and some of the best ones have to do with dogs. We love them as a family as well, but you guys have kind of a special place in the area as one of the very few doing this great work in that part of Chicagoland.
Yeah, definitely. When we got together just over a year ago with some of our initial meetings with our other board members, you know, we all kind of felt like there was a presence missing on the south side, especially we're foster-based, we're volunteer-run, we wanted to bring rescue to the Midway area, to the community, and we're only 10 months old, but within those 10 months, we've had 51 dogs rescued and 40 adoptions. So we're very proud of those numbers, and we have had a lot of local response. Again, Greg, thank you so much for the work that you've put into this event. We're very excited for it, and we definitely couldn't have done this without you, and we're excited to have a partnership in the neighborhood as well.
Yeah, you're welcome. Like she said, a lot of the members and board members all live within just a couple miles of the shop, so it's kind of a no-brainer for us to work with them, and we're super excited too.
I mean, it's a great fit, right, to have Speakeasy be able to do what it is that they do at the highest level, showcase some of those cars, and then bring in, you know, as a conversation starter, some of the dogs. And what's cool about let's talk, Ash, about, you know, the whole, you've got sort of the mindset in an all-inclusive way. There are some rescues out there that are specific to one kind of breed or not. Nothing against that. I think everybody helping is great. But I saw some of the pictures, and we'll have them up at WGNradio.com. You kind of include all dogs.
Yeah, definitely within the name Mutts. You know, we, large dogs, small dogs, old dogs, young dogs, you know, we want to help any dog that we can. And a lot of it, too, is being foster-based. You know, we look at the availability of our foster home, and as soon as a foster home opens up, we're getting to the shelters and we're evaluating dogs. You know, if the foster's ready for another dog, we love to occupy that home with a dog, just to open up a kennel at the shelter.
Now, the word mutts, you know, are you going the extra mile, doing like a 23andMe just to make sure that they are like verified mutts? You know, there's no purebreds allowed, or is it just everybody, right?
It's just everybody. You know, we definitely won't hold pure breed against any dog either, though. So any dog is welcome into the rescue.
And I would imagine, Ash, finding the fosters are probably some of the hardest parts of this right now, right?
Yeah, we had a lot of fosters step up in the beginning, and a lot of fosters that have stuck with us from the very beginning, and we really appreciate that. And some new along the way, and then some that need a break. So foster recruitment is definitely something that we have to keep up on. So again, we can continue rescuing dogs. You know, we set a pretty hefty goal of for the 2019 year to rescue 60 dogs, and we're kind of right on pace. And, you know, we're excited to reach that goal and to help at least 60 dogs this year.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Ash Archer. She is one of the founding members of Mutts of the Midway. And you bring that up, you know, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for it as well. Explain to the listeners what they may not know. If they go to, let's say, a shelter where you have sort of a kennel situation for people to look at, explain the difference between that and then having it kind of a foster-based system where I guess the dogs are really kind of staying with people until they're adopted.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, a little bit different than going to the shelter. There's definitely, you know, volunteers that are taking the dogs out at the shelters and really trying to get to know the dogs. So then the dogs that are getting adopted out there definitely have some feedback to those adopters on their personalities. But, you know, you really get in a foster home, you get to learn kind of all the quirks of dogs, and you know, we get to do some kind of in-home training with the fosters. You know, they're working on crate training, house training, and again, we do meet and greets in our process because we want to make sure that the dogs really fit within the family. Any dogs that the adoptive family might already have, we do a meet and greet with the dogs too to make sure it's the right fit all around. We want to make sure that we're setting up any dog for success, and the fosters really, you know, they help us out. They're the ones, they know the dogs that have been in their home, and they can relay all of that information to the potential adopters to, again, set the dog and the family up for success in the end.
You know, another thing I noticed, Ash, is that you guys also help rescue a lot of older and senior dogs, many of which are in their last, you know, couple years, even months. I believe you call it hospice for a foster. So I just wanted to maybe have you say something about that, too, since I know that's probably one of the more difficult, on top of even fostering in general, that's probably one of the more difficult ones to fill. So, you know, just wanted to let you talk a little bit about that and why there's a need for that.
Yeah, there's definitely always a need, you know, those dogs getting surrendered, or whether it's a stray ending up at the shelter, they're very disoriented, and it's the last place that they want to be, and it's the last place that, you know, any rescue wants them to be. And fostering is definitely hard. You know, you never know how much time that as a foster you will have with that dog. But, you know, for them to be in a safe place to live out the rest of their life in a comfortable home, definitely it takes a special foster to do that. And, you know, we have a couple of those that have stepped up for some older dogs as we figure out kind of some of their medical situations and, you know, any additional medical that those dogs might need, and those fosters are very patient. And again, you know, it's a hard decision to have to make, but you're looking out for the dog, and you want to do what's best for the dog, and keeping them healthy and happy and in a comfortable home.
Well, you know what? It's kind of one of the probably most rewarding things that you can do, because you're doing it kind of for the dog, for the family too, if everybody gets that. And another guest on today's show is our buddy Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers, and he's big in the dog adoption and all that, and their family always takes an older dog, and the thought process is to give them, you know, some great times on the way out, right, when they maybe have had some tough and challenging times. So I think that's a really rewarding thing, and it's going to be great coming up on August 3rd at Speakeasy. So Greg, the address for people to show up, obviously, to be there, to be a part of it, to compete, right, the car show, there's going to be awards and prizes?
Oh yeah, there's going to be at least the first, second, and third. Like I said, we're also going to have a special award for Best Impala. And the address is 5235 West 65th Street in Bedford Park. You can also find out a lot more information if you go to our Facebook page, look for the event page for the benefit for Mutts of the Midway, and you can see there's a lot of other information. We're going to have a huge raffle. You can find out more about those prizes on the website. We're posting pretty much a couple times a day at this point as far as what's going to be available in the raffle. So please come out, give us some support, listen to some music, have some food, see some cars, and just have a good time.
It's going to be great. And then Ash, too, for those people that are hearing about this right now, want to get involved on the foster side, or maybe come out and see you at the event, or maybe when the smoke clears from this one, wants to get more involved and participate long term, where's a place where they can get more information on Mutts of the Midway?
They can definitely send us an email at muttsofthemidway@gmail.com. We do have a Facebook page up and running, and they can always reach out via message, any of our posts. We'll give them the links to either apply to foster, adopt. You know, we're always looking for volunteers for any of our events that we have. And again, any of our fosters, adopters, donors, or supporters, we really appreciate along the way.
It's going to be a great event when you can combine the amazing cars from Speakeasy Customs with a great cause. I think you've got a recipe for something really special. So excited about it. Well, like I said, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And Ash, thanks so much for what you're doing. Appreciate it in every way, as I know all of those dogs and all of your fellow supporters do. And Greg, thanks again for everything that you're doing, not only on the car side, but also on the cause side.
You're very welcome. And thanks again for having me, Dane.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dane.